Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, the former running back, and Packer Hall of Fame safety, Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola, filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. This man, our next guest, also a friend of the show and does a lot. Columnist for the MMQB, the Business of Sports podcast, and also former Green Bay Packers Vice President of Player Finance. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks for coming on.
Always good to be with you guys. Leroy, how are we doing over there?
We're doing good, my brother. Good to hear from you. Got so many questions for you.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
Sorry.
The only guy that's going to actually take a sigh of relief when they start these games is me, you know, because I'm much busier when they're not playing than when they are playing.
Well, Andrew, I want to start off with the Patrick Mahomes contract first and foremost, because you tweeted out something earlier in the week when the deal happened, and that kind of blew my mind, because when you gave Brett Favre that 10-year deal back in 2001, obviously the caps were much different. There's inflation. 18.75% of the cap is what the Favre contract covered, and that's the same thing with Mahomes now. So when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, as they're trying to build a dynasty, will they have plenty of flexibility to retain other players to keep around Patrick Mahomes?
I think they will, and I took sort of a counterintuitive approach this week, and I understand it got a lot of pushback because people jump on the number, and the number was put out there as $500 million. Everybody's saying, oh, my God, it's unbelievable, and how could you, Andrew Brandt, say that this was not a great deal for Mahomes and a better deal, which I've been saying, for the Chiefs? And I think it really comes down to optionality in a player's career. The only time you make true wealth is going to be either approaching or at free agency, because that's when teams get nervous. So Patrick Mahomes gave that away. Now, he gave it away for a huge price, but I just thought when I saw 9-10 years, it actually is 12 years, I thought, okay, he's got to have something in there that adjusts to the cap a percentage each year, and the answer is no. Or he's got to have something in there that's an opt-out, like these NBA deals. He can opt out after 3, 4, 5 years. Nope, doesn't have that either. Or maybe he had something in there that when quarterbacks pass him by in the market, which they will, he can adjust to that. And that's not in there either. So my thing is that Patrick Mahomes is going to make a lot of money later in this deal. The early years are problematic. And by that time, the cap is not going to be $200 million. It's going to be $300 million. And making $40 million is not going to look like it looks today. And I just think that Pat Mahomes is not going to like this contract. Pick a year, 200, 2026, 2027. And that could be a problem for both sides.
Right. And that's why we got into this conversation, is why did he jump on this? At this extent, obviously, we had the pandemic going. Maybe they thought that the money wouldn't be right. The salary cap may go down. and that's why they decide to do the deal now, because 10 years is a long time.
Yeah, and I'm going to push back on the first question, which is, it pisses me off, because my entire career there was Brett and Aaron, and this idea that you can't build a good team or contending team or a Super Bowl winning team around an elite paid quarterback, to me, is a cop-out. It's a tired excuse by bad teams. You know, people like me, that's the job. You know, that's their job. Like, do your job. If you got a high paid quarterback, build around it. And if you got a $200 million cap, you should have no problem paying a quarterback $30 million. Because half your team's already on rookie contracts. So say they're each making $1 million cap number. That's 30 players, $30 million. Your quarterback makes it $60 million. You got half your team to pay with $140 million. So that should not be a problem. And I don't know why people jump to those conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andrew, we had Ross Tucker on, and he referenced you. And I want you to have a chance to respond to him. But he basically said that if Patrick Mahomes, for some reason, we didn't talk about the injury clause thing, about the $150 million, whatever, he gets injured. But he's saying if they let him go in 3 or 4 years because the cap number is too high, well, he ended up having a short deal anyway, and he can probably go somewhere else to make more to renegotiate. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, if they let him go, he becomes a free agent just like anyone. But the key is you want the control, not them. And listen, I can tell you just from talking to people around the league, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, the Lamar Jackson, they're not looking for that. You know, you can still want to be where you are. You know, Dak can want to be in Dallas and Lamar can want to be in Baltimore without signing for 12 years. You know, it's like, People say, well, he wanted to be in Kansas City. Well, everyone wants to be where they are, but you don't have to sign for 12 years. So I would think Dak or Deshaun Watson is going to do a 3 or 4 year deal. So when it comes to that next deal, they're going to, you know, it's going to be a much bigger cap, much more revenues from gambling and TV. So I think that's a better way to go.
What about the cliches of two birds in the bush, or however it goes, or having birds in your hand is better than one in the bush or something, and the comfort of having that kind of money up front and spread out, then you don't have to worry about injuries and stuff. Mike, I don't have to worry. Everything is done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, if, you know, like Prescott, one-year deals. Now, Kirk Cousins got away with it. Now, he did the one-year deal, as you said, and got guaranteed money. He did a great job. He bet on himself, and I thought it was over. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of the bet on yourself and make the team sweat, because the reason Kirk Cousins made so much money and so much guaranteed is because we never, ever see that. And what is that?
Right.
That is a productive quarterback in their 20s as a free agent. Never happens, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get one of those on the market, that's big. And we can all debate how good Kirk Cousins is. It doesn't matter how good he is. He got to the market. And if you get to the market or get near the market, you know, Aaron got 2 years away before the Packers locked him up. Russell Wilson, who got a great contract, he was 1 year away. And so was the standard bearer before the other day. He's just $35 million, but on a 4 year deal. So he'll get another one of these deals. Mm. And I just think those are guys that are sort of leading the way.
We're talking with Andrew Brandt, former Packers Vice President of Player Finance, here on the Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Okay, so this is the other big thing we want to get into, is obviously now this new battle between the owners and the union. You know, Gary and Leroy keep telling me over and over, Joe, it doesn't matter. Football will happen. These guys are going to figure it out. But it is the money that's troubling me. So, I mean, how do you look at this whole situation? Do you have any concerns about what the union and what the owners are trying to fight over right now?
Well, yeah, I have concerns because we just saw it in baseball, two-part negotiation. first part is the health and safety protocols dealing with the virus, which is very hard, but they're trying to deal with that and how to deal with what you can and can't do in the locker room or in the facility when, of course, you tell me how to play and practice football with social distancing. That won't happen. So we've got some natural contradictions there as opposed to a sport like baseball. But the second part with baseball that got so ugly was the money. And as you know, baseball never did get a deal. The owners imposed a 60-game season, which they're about to start. Now we're dealing with football. Once they get the safety part done, which is still not done, they got to get to the money. And NFL Network floated out this 35% give back, and that's not going to fly. So we got some hard-ass negotiations coming up. And I just, you know, as I talked about with you guys so much in February and March, that was not a good one. And I think there's still hard feelings left over from that one, where half the populace, including guys like Aaron, didn't like that deal. And they might be dug in on this one. So we'll see where it goes.
Well, we got a lot going on right now. The NBA is slated there in the bubble. Major League Baseball is trying to do something. The Brewers right now are playing inter-squad scrimmages right now. You look at the NFL, they're kind of sitting there. College football said yesterday that the Ivy League came out 2 days ago, said they're done. They're not going to play fall sports. The Big Ten came out yesterday and said we're only going to play within conference. With all that's going on, what does it look like for the NFL? Does it start? Does it start on time? Or are they still in the driver's seat sitting back watching all this?
Yeah, I've been so confident with the NFL because they've had the luxury of time and watching all this. I'm less confident. I'm not saying they're not going to play. Let's not put those words out there. I'm just less confident because of the country more than the NFL. Because when we're talking in March and April, we're like, oh, yeah, things will be cool by September, August. Sure, no problem. And things are not only not cool, they're worse. Right? They're worse. So listen, I think all these leagues are going to start, but how do they finish? You know, is the NBA, NHL, baseball, soccer, are they all going to finish? Or are there going to be some massive infections that you're like, oh, man, we can't continue. We can't go on. What are we going to do? And, you know, this is something where my fear is this. We get to August 10th, and baseball or basketball or hockey says, we just can't do this. You know, we're done. We're shutting down. And does the NFL start in that environment when another league has said, we just can't control these infections? And my last point is, I've been in these meetings, and here's the discussion that I think is going on among NFL owners. What we know they're going to be positives. We know they're going to be infections, right? Mm-hmm. Like multiple, maybe dozens, maybe hundreds. What number of negative outcomes can we live with? Because the vast majority of outcomes are going to be good, right? Guys get the flu, guys cough, guys get a fever, they're ready in a week. But there will be some negative outcomes. And I'm not talking about death, God forbid. I'm talking about some real long-term, they don't come back in 2 weeks. They're hurting, they're lung issues, whatever it may be. And what number can they live with? And that's where the scientists and doctors got to say, with this population, you may have X number of negative outcomes. Can you live with that? That's my worry.
Oh, Andrew, I got 30 seconds, but I want to ask two quick questions. If you can try to answer both, it'd be great. First of all, what if they do have a vaccine and you get a guy that don't believe in vaccines? That's the first question. And then we had Mark Murphy on a few months ago, and he said something I don't think anybody picked up but me, I guess. He said they had $400 million just put in the little escrow account for rainy days.
Yeah.
Am I to assume that every team has that, or the agreement package is the only smart team that saves money at the same time spend it?
That's a loaded question.
I know. That's why you're the smartest guy to answer it.
We've called that. When I was there, I think we called it the reservation fund or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we'd have it every year. We'd put it out there. We have profit of $20, $30, $40, $50 million. That's where it goes. And some of it's been used for all that real estate around Titletown. Some of it's been used for, obviously, Lambo improvements. But it's there. And other teams are owners, and we don't know their books, like the Packers, and they're probably using that money towards other businesses, which makes the Packers such an attractive place because, yeah, Jerry Jones has a lot of businesses. Robert Kraft has a lot of businesses. The Wilfs in Minnesota, they run real estate all over the country. So, yeah, that's the difference.
Oh, and the vaccine real quick. If they have a vaccine, one of these guys say, I don't want to take a vaccine. I don't believe in it. What are the NFL to do?
Well, it's a premature question because God knows we're not going to have a vaccine during this season. But you're right.
It's just hypothetical. Yeah.
What I'm more, I think, what if guys want to opt out and get paid and they say, no, you're not going to get paid. And they say, well, wait a minute. I live with a woman that's immunocompromised or my mother-in-law live with us. Mm-hmm. You're going to make me play? That's a big question.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if guys opt out and healthy, they're not going to get paid. But if they opt out, I just think we're going to be looking at these doctor's notes almost. Like, and will they get paid? Because if they're getting paid, a lot of guys are going to opt out, in my opinion. A lot of guys. If they're not getting paid, very few guys.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. He is Andrew Brandt.
We've got to have you back to talk about more stuff, man.
I'll be back soon. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Former Packers VP of Player Finance. You can check out his podcast, The Business of Sports Podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Andrew Brandt. We always appreciate it, Andrew. Have a great weekend, okay? And he's gone. He's already gone.
He's
and he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. On the other side of the break, it is a Top 5 Friday here on The Fan. How about the top 5 best professional athletes right now in this country? Who do you got? Gary has his, Leroy has his, I got mine, Dan has his. 414-799-1250. We'll be right back. Wendy's Big Show continues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.